I want to go over briefly what we learned at the beginning of the week and go further and try to articulate a very delicate point and try to get, as Reb Shmuel says, into the Indian of tshuva a little bit. Talking about chatoim, let's talk about tshuva. But this is all tshuva, to understand the real source of it. And the main point that I made on Sunday is synopsized in the Rambam, which you have here, if you have the sheets. There's some sheets here. But the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, just go over this point over here. Some of them are one sheet, some of them are two sheets, I'm sorry. The Rambam says, Chola chachomim maskimim shizeh inyan kulei hayoyoyim shishi v'shloi nishtane inyan b'shum ponim acher sheshes himei abreshes. Extremely a small sentence with huge, huge religious ramifications, because what that means is that we were marach on this point. What that means is that this whole story that we all know from childhood of Adam and Chava being created and then eating from the, being told not to eat from the Eitz Hadas Toivara, and then eating from the Eitz Hadas Toivara, the whole story of the Nachash, that was all on Yom HaShishi. Meaning, it wasn't like us, where the world is created, it's finished, and as the Rambam says, L'nishtane inyan b'shum panim acher sheshes himei breshes. Well, the Bria is fixed. Of course, there's a dynamic aspect to the Bria. Fruit trees grow, etc., but people grow, people are born. But in terms of the Bria itself, Yesh Miayin, so Yesh Miayin, that the ex nihilo of the Bria, so that was during the Sheshes Yimei Breshes V'zehu. That didn't go further. The whole story of Adam, Chava, Eitz Hadas, Nachash, that was on Friday. That was part of the Bria, meaning that the Chet, so significant to me, that the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, the original sin, as the Goyim call it, the chet, which, as I pointed out, doesn't say anywhere that it was a chet, even. Doesn't say anywhere it was a chet. But this whole story happened as part of the Bria. It wasn't post-Bria. It was part of the Bria. It was hardwired into the Bria. It was a Mac. It was hardwired into the Bria that we did a chet, and we were thrown out of Gan Eden. Possibly, this is already a machlokes, the thrown out of Gan Eden part might have been after Shabbos. The Gemara, there's a steer in the Gemara. One place in the Gemara it says that Hashem didn't want to expel us from Gan Eden on Shabbos. Other one says he did. Shiloh, because it's not clear in the Chumash when we were actually leaving Gan Eden. But that's not the important thing here. What's important here is the Chet itself, the story of the Nachash, the curses to man. Koitz v'dardar tatzmiach lach. B'zeyas apecha teichal lechem. Ba'etzev tel dibonim. All of those different curses, that was all part of the Bria. It wasn't the Bria, and then this is what, look what we did. Look what we did. It was all part of the Bria. Meaning that when we're created now, once it's post-Bria, once man was finished being created, because on Friday that was the development, or the for lack of a better word, the evolution or the tweaking of Adam, how he went from being a sort of a malach, like the Maharal says, to being sort of a human. There was a process in the Sheshes Yimei Breshes of Adam and Chava going from malach status, being just Yodei HaTov, to eating from the Eitz Hadas, partaking in this world. Look what happens when you it's one thing to, it's one thing when an alien lands on this earth, remains an alien. But once you start eating the pickles and the lox and the bagels and the oranges, then you become a New Yorker. You know, like then you're there. Like, you know, you're part of the culture. You're part of the. So what happened was that Adam and Chava, if you will, descended as Malachim, and developed to the point of being what we call today humans. This is a huge chiddush, not my chiddush, I believe it's the Rambam's chiddush, but I think it's once you know it, you know it, and it's pashut pshat. So this that we have, bechira chofshes, this that we have, a yetzer hara, this is hardwired into the Bria. There is no, if a person is a tzaddik, he has no yetzer hara. So, like the Balatanya's tzaddik v'toiv loy, it's a different kind of a thing. That's a different kind of a neshama, not necessarily better. It's a sort of a malach type of a isha lekim. Moshe Rabbeinu is an example, rose to that level on Har Sinai. Bayal Moshe isha lekim. Like he lost this human part and separated from the kilo. Some say the Ramban that that's one of the reasons he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. Not that he did a bad thing, but you're different. That's not what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael's human place, and he was ish hoel ekim. So that's the ikur yisoid that we saw. If you go a little further into the Chumash.
Does this fit with the Maamar Chazal that Rashi brings that Hashem said to Muhammad Ibn Yishon, "Bizar shelo lo chakli v'as olami, mashba that the resort of the world," and he's saying, "Don't mess up the world that I made."
That's after the bechira. Meaning, once you have bechira, there's a danger with bechira because with bechira, you can choose wrong. Without bechira, you're not a person. So, it goes together. I'll just say something very simple, which everybody knows. Together with responsibility goes the ability to damage, to do damage. If you don't have any responsibility, there's very little damage that you can do. You're guarded. You're not given the privileges. So it's only he that can build, that can destroy. Which is why Rabbi Nachman famously says, and it's in my email sig, that if you believe you can destroy, believe you can build. Because the ability to destroy Hagufa is because of our executive privileges of being able to build. But again, what's important here is that this was not like we always talk about it as, wow, plan A, plan B. Plan A for the world was Gan Eden Koidemachet. Man messed up, plan B. Now, Lav Dafka. It could be that this was part of the development of how it's supposed to be. But I want to show you something here. If you turn to the end of Perek Beis in Bereishis, and the Torah ends off the last pasuk in Perek Beis, pasuk Chafei, is Vayu Shnehem Arumim Ha'adam V'ishtai V'layis Baishashu. So here the Torah informs us of a phenomenon that it was that Adam and Chava were unclothed, they were naked. V'layis Baishashu. That's a chiddush. There was no busha. Meaning, if any of us are going to walk outside with it, we don't have any clothes on, or if somebody walks in the room, we don't have any clothes on, so it's embarrassing. It's natural to be embarrassing, unless you're not a bardas. But if you're a bardas, it's embarrassing. Why is it embarrassing? We could try to psychoanalyze it, or we could let somebody else psychoanalyze it, but the fact is, it's embarrassing. So the Torah points to this phenomenon and says that and there was no busha. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? That's my question to you. Was that a maila or a chasarn? So let me answer. On the one hand, you know, wow, what a maila. They were like in the mikveh, you know? Like they were so holy that it was a sort of like meaningless that they were naked. In other words, on the other hand, you know, Arumim V'Loyis Baishashu, you know, Woodstock. is that such a big mila? I mean, I was there. I mean, not in Woodstock, but I mean, that's when I was growing up. They didn't have the same? I don't know what it means. It means that what they were trying to do was, you know, freedom and let's get over all of the inhibitions and you know, let's just be normal people and, you know, why all this? In other words, the Shita then was that all of which came from didn't come from New York. It came from India. You know, this was a this
in the natural state.
It was a natural state. What were they saying? And they failed. And what were they saying? Let's go back to Adam Arishon, Kodem Achet. Isn't that a normal place to go? I mean, it was a sort of a noble idea. They say anybody who remembers Woodstock wasn't really there.
Yeah. I was there, but I remember.
They're there?
I was around, right. But not there.
I was in camp next door. See, the thing is that when the Torah says "Vayu shneim arumim ha'adam ve'ishto," I mean I'm serious here. The lo yisboishashu, is that a milo or is that a chasar? And the Torah is telling us this is an important phenomenon. And then comes says the Torah v'hanachash haya arum, and as somebody correctly pointed out, the same word. Nachash haya arum. So arum has two meanings, which are probably related. One of them is naked, and one of them is cunning. Armumius. Haroma.
Lama.
Lama. That's with an olive. But ein loy olive ela taharumais. Taharumais. Nachash haya arum mikochayas hasode. Remember the context. Adam Arishon was going around naming the animals. He comes to the Nachash. Okay, this is complicated. Like, I don't know, like the mahus of the Nachash was complicated, more so than, you know, cats or flies. It was a complicated bria, this Nachash. It was Arumika. Asher Asa Hashem Elikim. In other words, it also looked a lot like a person. It was walking. It was Hoylech al Shtayim, the Gemara says. It was talking. Dibur, like, what are you exactly? And then the Nachash, as we all know, we don't have to review the whole story, talked the Isha and then the Isha into the Ish to eating from the Eitz Hadas Toivara. Pasuk Zayin. Batipokachna, once they ate from the Eitz Hadas, another essential pasuk here. Batipokachna Enei Shnehem. Suddenly they ate from the Eitz Hadas Toivara, Vatipakachna Enei Shnehem. Their eyes were opened. They started to see. I ask again, good or bad? You know, I just want to make a parenthesis here. We hear so many things, and so many chazals, and so many midrashim, and so many different pshatim and philosophy lectures, that you stop looking at the pshutei shel mikra. The pshutei shel mikra. Let the Torah talk to you here for a second, and then we'll talk. Then we'll look at the mefarshim. But what is the Torah saying? They ate from the Eitz Hadas Toivara, Vatipakachna Enei Shnehem. Our eyes became opened. Is that good or bad? If that would happen to us, is that good or bad? For instance,
having
awareness. Enlightenment. Enlightenment. The Yedu, they had Das, which was exactly what the Nachash said, right? Das. Who doesn't want Das? Are we davening every day? Chayne na Das. We like Das. Why? That you're calling a Chet. I'm saying that this was a development. The development was the Nachash pushed, apparently, Adam and Chava, that's what the Chumash says here, into a place of, okay, you are Ish Elokim, you are created by your Tzur Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but are you really, really, this wasn't necessarily evil, per se. I'm saying, I'm not agreeing with the Nachash, I'm just trying to understand it. That what he's saying is that, okay, real Tzalam Elokim is your Dei Toivara. You really have to know Toivara.
Was there Ra at that point in the world?
There was a world.
Where was the Ra?
First of all, the Nachash represented the Ra. That's what Chazal say. But Ra, let's define Ra as earthliness. The Yedu ki erumim heim. Is it Ra? There's a new Metzias. All of a sudden, they knew that they were naked. And the mashmais of this pasuk, and it says later on in the Torah, But the mashmaos of the pasuk, what do they do when they knew they were naked? Vayisperu alei se'ena v'yasu lahem chagar. They started making themselves some kind of clothing. One second. So what happened here? The transition was from lo yispoishashu to hispoishashu. That's the transition that took place. Azo shteitin Torah. That they went from a place of not being embarrassed, no feeling of embarrassment at all. Here we are, we're naked, nothing to think about even. So what, we're naked? That was a natural state of events. To all of a sudden, when they ate from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, this is the main thing that happened. They didn't go out and get drunk like Noach did. They didn't go out and, go downtown, and have a good time, catch a movie or something. Well, it was very simple. They knew they were naked. That's what the Torah tells us. And they were embarrassed by the fact that they were naked. How do I know that they were embarrassed? Because they made clothing. Yisperu alei te'ena. All of a sudden, we must cover up.
And all that comes from the eyes.
Vatipakachna enei shneihem.
Which comes plus the...
Right. So again, all on Friday. So on Friday, all of a sudden, this you can argue that this was the moment that man received das. This was the moment that man received einayim lirois. He got his einayim straight. And this was the moment of busha. The very, very first busha in the world was right now. There was a busha. We were embarrassed.
And the first awareness was busha.
Awareness equals busha. Is busha a good thing or a bad thing? We just discussed this. So you know what? Take a look at Rav Hirsch on this pasuk. Exactly, on this pasuk. He says, it was at this moment that we graduated from not Ish Elokim to Adam, from Behema to Adam, because a Behema feels no embarrassment. Now, the truth is, I Googled this. Do animals feel embarrassment? Like the cat. You look like the cat that just ate the canary, right? I mean, what is that look? a look of busha. So the scientists say, I don't know how they know, I'm not a scientist, but the scientists say that it seems that certain more intelligent animals are capable of emotions, but not complex emotions. So happy, sad is a regular emotion. See, a baby could be happy, a baby could be sad. A baby, you're changing his diaper, is not embarrassed, not blushing. So there is no complicated, there's no complex emotion by a behemoth. So comes Rav Hirsch, and he says that at this moment, v'tipokachne enei shneihem, life became complex. The human psyche became complex, and we became complicated people. But it was a mila, because the human is capable of this complexity where an animal is not. So the fact that we have busha was actually a tweak. It was actually a good thing. We're elevated. I'm not sure to hear you.
There's a tweak in the context of having gone against the Rosh Hashanah. We talked about this last time. They had all this one as whatever they did.
We need to talk about what was the Ratzon Hashem here, because don't forget, this was all part of the... He also gave them a nachash, who explained something to them.
How do we understand?
He did say don't eat from it, but we need to...
That's not what they were
saying. A soimer. How do we understand that Chazal say Dafka Yisrael are by Shantim, which means that others are not?
Right. Okay, Yitzhak says good, and I'm going to say better. Rabbi Yitzchok says one of the midos of a Jew is baishonim, kasonim, goyim le chasodim, kasonim. Yeah. It's a real Jew, like emotional. It's all one thing. It's all emotional. I have busha. I can get angry. Rachmanim, two girsos in the Gemara. These are all emotions. Goyim le chasadim. I feel for another person. These are good things, no? I'm not a robot, but I'll say better. The Gemara says, "Kolo eisa avera umisbayish boy moichlin le kol avinoisav." Not the avera that you just did. Kolhoiz Averu Misbayish Boy. I have Busha. I have an Averu. What do I do? Where's my head? How small can I get? Right? I couldn't resist eating a chocolate without the Hechsher. Yesterday, somebody told me that they were in downtown Yerushalayim, and they went into a new store that sells natural yogurt from a tap. And she said, "Is it kosher?" So he said, "We're getting our hechsher in about a week, but it's kosher." And then she said to me, "But I didn't really care at that moment. I was hungry." Honest.
Confession booth or something. Uh-huh. Confession booth or something.
I don't know why I shove it, but I didn't charge. the busha, the confession, wasn't confession, it was busha. It was busha. My point being is that the midas habusha is really the prerequisite to tshuva. Kol oisa avera misbayish boy, the first step of tshuva, and I would say the first step of humanity as we know it, is the ability to have emotions, specifically and particularly the midah of busha. If you meet somebody that has no busha, it's terrible. They'll do anything. Yeah, that's a psychopath. That's exactly right. A person who has no busha, he'll do anything. All of the simonim of a shaita that the Gemara says, there's a person that has no busha. Bottom line is, a person has no busha. There's no dignity. There's no busha, there's no dignity. A person has a certain type of...
How do we differ from goyim in that respect?
More tzalam alekim. We're a deeper level of Tzalam Alekim. So deeper level of Tzalam Alekim, as you can see, more busha. So again, the eating from the... Imagine for a minute. I'm just asking you for a minute just to clear your minds of the fact that this was a chet. And as I say, it doesn't say that it was a chet. But what would have been, if we didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, would have been Adam Arishan Koidem Ha'achila, Koidem Ha'maisa, V'lo Yisbay Shashu, and there would have been no busha. So it seems like busha is not such a terrible thing. Another.
Does that mean we would never have had a feeling that we're not living up to our potential? It's that busha.
It's the busha which says to grow and to be something and to become something. You know?
I'm trying to define that busha now. After that, their eyes were open. Now that's like a busha, which means I didn't live up to what I could be.
Yeah. I didn't live up to it. I need to be better. I should have been better. I'm more than that. Isn't that what busha is? I'm something more than that. And let's do another pasuk because the psukim here are so gevaldic. The problem is breishis comes out like on Simchas Torah, and nobody ever learns breishis properly. Yeah. But vayishmu the pasuk has here. Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elokim mishalech bagon. Suddenly, they heard the Kol Hashem Elokim. This has to be important, that it's Hashem Elokim. Like Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Midas Harachmim, Midas Adin. Hashem Elokim. Mishalech began Leruach Hayoim. What does it mean, Leruach Hayoim? So Rashi says it was coming from the west. Because the day was going down. I'm not sure why the voice of Hashem has to do with the day going down, but it was already at the end of the day. Let's look at Rashi for a second. Pasuk Zayin, Vati Pakachna, open their eyes, L'inyin HaChachma, Dibur HaKosuv, V'loilinyin Ria Mamash, doesn't mean their eyes, it means their Chachma was entwickled. V'yedu Ke'arumim Heim, So Rashi, Afasuma Yodeik Shuarim. What's the big deal that they know that they're naked? A blind person even knows that they're naked. You don't need to have Atipokachno a Nehem to know that you're naked. But the answer is, as Rashi, it was a feeling. And then here's Leruach Hayoim. If you skip to Pasaches, Loisei Ruach Shashemesh Ba Misham. Right now, this whole story was Friday. So on Friday, the sun comes up on the east. Even then. The sun that Hashem created came up in the east and was setting in the west, and the day was going by, so it was Ne'ilah time, Kilu. It was Bayar Kipono Yoim. The day was going down, And as the day was going down, there was a new kind of awareness here, l'ruach hayoyim, and what was going on? Vayishmu es kol Hashem Elikim mishalich bagon. All of a sudden, they hear the kol Elikim mishalich. I'm asking you now, what does mishalich mean? Not hoylech. Hoylech means that the kol Elikim was going in the gan, whatever that means. But what does mishalich mean? Those who went to Opan. What? What does it mean? I'm going to translate the pasuk. Mitalech bagan. Mitalech? When you go for a stroll, you're mitalech?
Mitlabesh means you dress yourself.
Being dressed is mitlabesh. I am dressed. Yeah. So it was mishalech. So mishalech? Bagan. Why took himself out? He was... Right? What is the mishalech bagan? Holech bagan. Why doesn't it say a pasha the thing? So tell me a sentence where you would say mithalech. Tough, right? So let me tell you something fascinating. The Medrash says, there's a Medrash Brachos Rabba Perek Yud Tes Zayin. Vayishmu eskol Hashem alikim mishalech bagon leruach hayoyim amar Reb Chalfon. Shamanu sheyesh hiluch lakol. This was the kol Hashem. Vayishmu eskol Hashem alikim mishalech bagon vehiluch la'esh. There's a mahalach to, in other words, sound travels, fire travels. Amar Rababa bar Kahana, mahalech ein ksiv kan. It doesn't say here the kol Hashem was mehalech. Began. Ela mishalech, mikapetz v'oile. It was jumping and going up. In other words, like the Rababa understood that mishalech began means that the Shechina was leaving. Iker hashchina b'tachtoinim haisa, because at this point in history, the Shechina, this is Friday, the Shechina was b'tachtoinim here on earth. Kivin shechata ha'adam harishain, and you see Chazal use the word chat, kivin shechata adam harishain, nistalka shechina l'rakia harishain. This is already a famous medrash, but I want to show you the context of it. So the shechina at this moment lifted up. Yeah, that's a bad thing, right? Maybe. Meaning, the world was no longer paradise, but there was something else here called humans. But let's look at the Medrash, to be fair. Nistalka Shechina L'Rakia Harishain. There are seven heavens, as we know. Dor Enosh Shlishi, Dor Amabul Revi. Shechina is going further and further away. Dor Hapaloga. L'chamishi, Dor Stoim, Lashishi, Mitzriim, Bimei Avram, L'shvi. Apparently, like another stone wasn't on some little corner of the Dead Sea. Stone, like it was the whole world. It evaporated the type of a negative energy that actually caused the whole Shechina to leave the whole earth. Same thing with Mitzriim, Bimei Avram. There was something so wrong with it that the Shechina left. Ukenegdom. And the antidote was, Amdu Shiva Tzadikim, Elohein, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Kahos, Amram, Moshe. Each one of them brought the Shechina back down. Amad Avram, V'hayrida L'shishi, Amad Yitzchak, Hayrida Min Shishi L'chamishi, Amad Yaakov, Hayrida Min HaChamishi L'Ravi, Amad Levi, V'hayrida, from all the Tzadikim, Levi, Amad Levi, V'hayrida Min HaRavi L'shlishi, Amad Kahos, I read them in Ashlishi Lasheni, Omad Amram, I read them in Ashani Lirishan, Omad Moshe. So what's the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu? That he took us back to where? Adam Arishan, Kodamachat. Omad Moshe, I read them Milamala Limato. Moshe Rabbeinu said this. He says, Imein Panacha Hochim Altalainu Miza. I want to go with the Shechina. So comes Har Sinai. We were Pascha Zuamasam. And Pascha Zuamasam means that, in other words, the Nachash injected into us a zuhama, a poison of sorts. And here you see Chazal are so against the nachash, unlike me, they're so against the nachash. But when we said specifically, Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Shekhinah back down, and when we said nasa v'nishma, nasa v'nishma paska zuhamasam, it was all over. The Shekhinah took its whole travel up and brought its travel down. If you take a look for a second in the tenth source here, the Chassid Yaivitz, that's not Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that's the Rishon Chassid Yaivitz. Chassid Yaivitz says, Hatikun lechet adam, you have it, Yud? Hatikun lechet adam harishon tamud b'mesha amru l'moishen nasa v'nishma. Exactly the moment where the tikkun took place is when Sha'amru l'moishen, when the Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, nasa v'nishma. Not good enough that Moshe Rabbeinu is a tzaddik, but we said nasa v'nishma. Let's just focus on it for a second. What happens when you say nasa v'nishma? Isn't that the opposite of the Eitz Hadas Toivara? It's complete dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a complete subjugation. No ego. And tlut. Is dependence. It's dependence. The Eitz Hadas Toivara. So presumably there was no busha then. There was no busha at this moment. So we said nasa v'nishma, we're completely submitted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so now you just undid, I guess, the Eitz Hadas. Nasa keneged v'toichal mina, I'm sorry, nasa, let's read it correctly, the word nasa v'nishma, nasa keneged v'soichal min ha'etz. You did something by eating from the etz. Now you're doing something. Nasa, we're going to do the Torah. Keneged kisha v'nishma keneged kishamata l'kol ishtecha. V'nishma is your, in other words, you're masakein with nasa the achila. You're masakein the shmia that you were influenced by another human being, by your wife. Instead of listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so now you have to say Nishma. I'm only going to be influenced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happens? Vayishkan kvayd Hashem al Harsinai. Karv l'masha ha'ya bat chila, says the Chassid Yaivitz. This is, I want to be medayik here. This is Kimata Rishon. Chassid Yaivitz was part of the Spanish expulsion. He was a great tzaddik. We don't know enough about him. But the Chassid Yaivitz was... He says, Karoiv Lamashahaya Bitchila. We were almost Karoiv Lamashahaya Bitchila to Adam Arishan Koida Machet. Yesh Lafarish, we don't want to be Adam Arishan Koida Machet. Adam Arishan Koida Machet had no Busha, had no Yetzahara, had no Bechira. How is that good? We don't had no Einayim to see. What we want to do is we want to have, hear me out carefully now for a second, just give me your ears. We wanted to be humans. This is where we got to at Har Sinai. Shekhinah went up, the Shekhinah came down. Now we want to be humans. We want to remain with our Bechira Chofshis, but we want to take the Bechira Chofshis and choose to be like Adam Arishan Koidam Achet, completely subjugated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a human. So it's not that it's
there was no free will before.
Right, there is free will here, and that's why they made an egel a minute later.
Yeah,
it's a big. So it's karav. We came to so the it, you can say that the matzav of Adam Harishon. Let's put it the other way: the matzav of the Bnei Yisrael when they said Nasa v'Nishma was higher than the matzav of Rishon Adam Achet. Because these were humans acting like malachim, as opposed to malachim acting like malachim. That's something. In other words, isn't it different when you make the choice? You've made the choice. So at this moment, says the Gemara, Lashon HaGemara, Paska Zuamasam. The Zumas HaNochash, meaning, let me just say this carefully, the negative aspect of the Achilam Eitz Hadas Toivara went away. You know, the next thing, there was men, women, and it was a whole thing. There was no busha. You know, right after Nasa v'Nishma, we went back into the 60s. That's what happened there, and built an Egel Hazav. bad choices. We made very bad choices. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's important over here was that the Nasav and Ishma was kineged the Eitz Hadas, and it was words which brought the Shekhinah down to earth, but with us as humans. That didn't change. We didn't become different than it's going to be. Let me. Of lack of Bechira. That was after. You have to look at the chronology exactly. The Nasav and Ishma, because I said Nasav and Ishma a couple of times, but this Nasav and Ishma that he's talking about is that wasn't HaKafaleim HaKagigis. It was when Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to give you the bris and I'm going to give you the Torah. And they said Nasav and Ishma. It's a different... But I want to show you something fascinating. We just learned this Medrash. The Ramban... On the same pasuk, Vayishmu Eskol Hashem Elikim Mishalech Bagon, quotes the Medrash, Amar Bebeidah Sheshish Rabba, Amar Rabbi Chilfi, Shemanu Sheshilach Bakol, exactly the Medrash that we just read together. But then at the end he says, Reb Abba, who we just learned, reading you the Ramban, Pasar HaKosuv Lihistalkus HaShechina. He's understanding that the pasuk is talking about the histalkus hashchina, the removal of the shchina. Shayasher began Adam and histalkum imenu b'cheter shel Adam. That's what the Medrash says. We just learned that, right? Kinyan elech v'ashuv al makaymi va'anu mefarshim, says the Ramban, but he says I want to explain to you legilu ishchina b'makomahu that kol Hashem mishalech. Remember the word. Mishalech Bagan was not a siluk of the Shekhinah, it was a gilui Shekhinah. V'hu anochoin v'hanoos b'kosov. And this is the correct way to read the pasuk. He's before Shekhinah on the Medrash. It's not I found the Machlokes. He quotes the Medrash, and he says that Reb Abba is talking about v'yishalech b'toich Hagan. Kol Hashem Yishalech B'toich Hagan is Siluk HaShechina, Hashem was leaving. He says, but I'm telling you that that's not what it means. What it means is, Anu Mefarshim Oysai Legilui HaShechina B'makom Ahu.
Who's Anu?
Ramban, on the Pasuk. Anu Mefarshim Oysai Legilui Anu. Who's the Anu? Your guess is as good as mine. Anu Mefarshim, it's a royal week. Probably means the Kabbalah. In other words, the Ramban was a Abulafian. So the understanding was. So what a machlekes? Did you ever know about this machlekes? When Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, they felt that the busha of being naked. The busha caused a siluk hashchina according to the Medrash, and a gilui hashchina according to the Ramban. You know, it's a very interesting. The Medrash was obviously earlier than the Ramban, but the Medrash is a lot of bichaylik, and the Ramban can't be bichaylik. The Ramban says pshat is pshat. The Ramban was a rishon; he knew the Medrash. He quotes the Medrash, but he's telling you, "I'm telling you what it means is gilui hashchina." So let me say something here in the next 3 minutes. I don't think Zeman like this at all. I think that it's the siluk hashchina caused the gilui hashchina. The gilui hashchina was a new thing. You had the shchina in the world. Adam had no busha. Adam had no yetzahara. The world was shchina. Might not have been exactly the ratzon Hashem because he didn't create the world because he needed a summer home. He created the world because he wanted Adam to create the Shechina. And it could be that at this moment, the idea of Toi Vera, or the becoming on Friday of a human, the consciousness, good word, was Gufa, the Gilui HaShechina. Look, It shouldn't be so difficult to understand this, although it's a very complex idea. Tiferet, as they say in yeshivas. It's tiferet. But it seems to me that there's a tzaddik who has gilui hashchina. There's the person who does a chet, who has siluk hashchina. But when you do the chet, when a person does a chet, it's not recommended practice. But when a person does a chet, there becomes a certain awareness of your frailty, your fragility, your smallness in this world, and you just made room for the Shechina. The chet sometimes can be causes a busha. The busha is the beginning of tshuva. Meaning, b'makom shebalei tshuva oimdim tzadikim gemurim einam yecholim la'amid shem. We're talking about tshuva. So to come to the place of tshuva is to come to a different level of shechina, a different type of shechina than the shechina of the tzaddik gemur. The shechina of the tzaddik gemur is shechina, plain and pashut. But when the shechina has to be miskale me'atzmai, when the shechina is coming from us, when the shechina is coming from a choice, when the shechina is coming from a busha, which is step one, the Rambam says, of mispayish b'maisav. The first step of tshuva, this kind of awareness or consciousness of knowing who I am, what I am, what's Hashem, what happened, you know, the being humiliated. An animal can't be humiliated. That's a complex emotion. I'm telling you, I just read that. It's a complex emotion. I could be humiliated now, which is not a bad thing. It's a good thing because by being humbled, I can make room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my life, and that's what tshuva is. B'makom shebalei tshuva oimdim. So this is that's just like a little chizik for those of us that do averas. We all do averas, but the thing of it is that to do avera without busha, b'shat nefesh, that's like a machal shabbos for hesia. You know, you're just a mumer, no respect. Why do Chazal make a distinction between a machal shabbos for hesia and a Mechal Shabbos with Sina? I mean, in Mechal Shabbos, what do we care about the Chatzonius? The answer is busha. If you're Mechal Shabbos, you're Mechal Shabbos. Lo aleinu, Mechal Shabbos. You have to bring a korban. If you're Mechal Shabbos with Farhesia, you lost your humanity. If a person does an avera but Sina, pick your avera, choose your avera. You do an avera but Sina, so you did a but Sina. Like, well, okay, it got to me. This could be you know, a low before the high. This can be a low before the high. I mean, we see it all the time. If you'll allow me 2 more minutes, I just want to learn with you Gemara. Gemara said, I thought I want to learn with you Gemara. I'll bring a Gemara Chagiga, just 2 minutes. Chagiga. After Megillah. Megillah, Tainus, my God. The Gemara says in Chagiga Yudalad. Yudalad, I'm in base. The Gemara talks about the Chorban Bayis Sheni. Yerushalayim was in fire, and the yeshivas had to move out of Yerushalayim. There's a Lashon HaBavli, Lashon HaYerushalmi. Trust me on this, because I just want to bring out this Gemara really quickly. And I'm reading according to the Girsa that's correct. The Gemara says, Ma'isa b'Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Gadol HaDor. He was the one who said Tein li Yavne v'Chachamel. He agreed to leave Yerushalayim. And he had the Gemara. You remember in Pirkei Avos it says Chamisha Talmidim Hayulai Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Five Talmidim. One was who was the star pupil? No, it was a Hillel. He was a Talmud of Hillel. Rabbi Lazar Ben Aruch. Rabbi Lazar Ben Aruch. Leiv Toiv. So Rabbi Lazar Ben Aruch, you're like four generations. So Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shaya roichev al hachamor, he was leaving Yerushalayim on a donkey. Okay, fair enough. I guess that was the, he didn't have a Cadillac. V'haya mahalich baderech, and he was going. V'Rabbi Lazar ben Arach mechamer acharav. And Rabbi Lazar, when you're riding on a donkey, there seems to be a maila of being mechamer acharav. You have a Talmud or a servant or guiding the donkey from the back. So he was being Mishamish's Rebbe. Yitzias Yerushalayim. Omer loy Rebbe, shnei li perek echad b'maisa merkava. Okay, like, let's learn a little bit, Rebbe, he says, about the Maisa Merkava. More appropriate would have been if he was, let's learn a little bit of Hilchas Tfilas Haderech, or Zecher L'Chorban. There's so many things to learn about now. We're leaving, I mean, you could just even, I mean, we're Zecher to live here, right? So we could even imagine where they were leaving Yerushalayim, going past Harazesim. That's the way they went, past Harazesim, leave towards Jordan, if you will, you know, leaving Yerushalayim. Shnei li perek echad b'maisa merkav. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turns around to him and he says, Leikach shanisi lechem, this is not what I taught you. Loi b'merkava, isn't this what I taught you? Loi b'merkava, we don't talk about the maisa merkava b'yachid, we don't have a minion here. Maisa merkava is the nevuah of Yecheskel. Elim kein ha-yachacham, the only time that it's mutter without a minion to talk about the maisa merkava is if you're a chacham. Mevin midaitoi. Interesting, I just want to bring this out and I want to be marichad on it later. Mevin midaitoi. What does mevin midaitoi mean? It means that it's enough that I can speak to you beremez and you get it yourself. That's what mevin midaitoi means. Mevin midaitoi means that I don't have to spell it out for you. Mevin midaitoi. Amar lei Rebbe, so Rabbi Lazar ben Arach says, Tarsheni, give me a chance. Tarsheni loimer lefanecha davar echad. Amar lei Amar. So he says, okay, zok. Tell me what you have to say. Miad yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'ala chamar. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gets off of his chamar. Remember Yerushalayim burning in the background. V'nisatef, and he puts his talus over his head. V'yoshav ala evan tachas hazayis, and he sits under an olive tree on a stone. Rabbi Lazar ben Arach looks at him and says, I'm just going to tell you a vart. Like, why are you, why the big, Amar lei Rebbe, mipnei ma yaradata me'ala chamar, I didn't mean to. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "Efshar atadarish maisa merkava ushchina imanu umalachay asharis malavinoisanu." Listen to the words. You're going to be darish in the maisa merkava ushchina imanu. What happens when your shalayim burns down? Shchina is mistalik. No. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "What is the merkava? The shchina on wheels. What is the merkava? Shchina imanu." Umalachi Asher is melave noisanu. Malachi Asher is guiding us. Mani erkav ala chamor, and I'm going to ride a chamor. How could it be? Miad posach Rabbi Lazar ben Arach b'maisa merkava. So Rabbi Lazar ben Arach started to talk about the maisa merkava. V'dorash v'yarda eish mina shamayim, and a fire came down from shamayim. Two lashonos here in the Gemara. V'sivva kol ha'ilanos, or v'sichacha kol ha'ilanos. Either it singed all the trees, or it surrounded all the trees. But they were enveloped in fire. There's a big nafkamina between whether it was a fire of destruction or it was a fire of protection. It was a different, the Shechina. Whatever it was the Shechina. Paschu kulan v'amr shira, and all the trees start to sing shira. The Gemara is marichin this, and I want to be marichin it also, but not now. But what I'm going to say is like this. It's an interesting thing. Here you have a case of siluk hashchina and gilui hashchina all at the same moment. Because behind them was the fire of Yerushalayim with the shchina going up and the fire going up, and around them was the fire coming down, v'sivava kol ha'ilanos, surrounding all the trees, v'sichacha, maybe even doing damage, but v'sivava for sure. So you have the Aliyas HaShechina and you have the Yeridas HaShechina. You have the Medrash, you have the Ramban. And I don't think it's a Machlekes or a Steer at all. It's two different types of Giluyim. There's the Giluy HaShechina of Adam HaRishon Kodem HaChet, and there's the Giluy HaShechina of Adam HaRishon Acher HaChet. The Adam Arishon, the Gilui Hashchina of Adam Arishon Acher Achet is, in the words of Rabbi Yochanan, Einoi Doiresh V'maisa Merkava, we don't talk about Yiridas Hashchina, Ela Mevin Midaitoi, unless you can bring it up yourself. You can't bring it up yourself. You can't do it yourself unless you ate from the Eitz Hadas, Toi V'ra. The struggle, the choice, is the falling, for that matter, the chet, caused the busha, caused the gilui hashchina, which was a different type of a gilui hashchina that existed. So on the one hand, the shchina went down, up, 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 and left. That was Yerushalayim. And that was the Dor HaMabul. And that was the Dor, left us further and further. That's the Eish Min HaShomayim. And then it finally came down with Moshe Rabbeinu. He saw Sneh, Eish. I see the Eish Min HaShomayim. That's what I saw, Eish. And it wasn't destroying anything. There was no Sichacha Kol Eilanos, was there? There was no Sichacha Kol Eilanos. It didn't burn the bush. Hasneh, Nenu Ukal. That's what it says, exactly parallel to this Gemara. So Moshe Rabbeinu brought that Shekhinah back down, but that wasn't Pascha Zumasam. It should have been right there. When we said Nasev and Nishma, Pascha Zumasam, that was different, says the Chassid Yaivetz. Then we were Pascha Zumasam. Then we made a choice with our chasern, with our handicap of being human, and we created a Gilui Shekhinah which was. Way beyond the Gilui Hashchina, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as a gift. In Kabbalistic language, one was Yisarusa de la'elu, and one was Yisarusa de la'sata. Much holier, much more chashuv, much more permanent, much more concretized, much more real. So, you know, you're talking about the bayis rishon, the bayis shein, the bayis shlishi is a bayis shel esh, yes, the bayis shel esh, but it's also, there's a whole hilchus beis habechira to the Rambam of how we're supposed to build that bayis. So if it's a bayis shel esh, what are we building here? So the answer is that this becomes the new type, the new age Gilui Hashchina. The new age Gilui Hashchina is with busha and is with tshuva. So the Pesach of tshuva, so this is the to summarize everything in a sense, it's very meaningful. The complexity that we received caused the Siluk Hashchina, says the Medrash. And the Rabbah comes and says, but in its place came a Gilui Hashchina. Why? Because we were Maven Midaita. And the Gilui Hashchina, this second type, Shchina B, is tshuva. That is the tshuva process. If that's what, let's say, the Balatanya calls a Bein Anishal Tanya. I'm aware that I did something wrong, and now I'm going to correct it. It's not less, but Malkam Shabali Shuvaimdim Sadikim Gumur Rainim Michael Lamad Sham. But I'm taking what I have and I'm doing okay, so we'll continue. Thank you.
And my question is he's explaining the message.
Yeah. Oh, you're here.